Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, and this is the latest episode of the Pipeline Podcast. I'm here at the ICMI Call Center Expo in Orlando, Florida, and I'm here with ICMI founding partner and senior advisor, Brad Cleveland. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you.
So, what do you think of the show so far? What has been the most interesting thing that you've picked up being a veteran call center leader and, you know, thought leader and association starter? What's tripping your trigger this time?
Oh, wow. This has been a lot of fun this time. They all are. They're interesting to get out and just talk to others and see what's happening. A lot of discussion this time around how to differentiate service. And I love that theme because I really feel like that's a high calling of customer service. We've got to differentiate. We've got to ensure our organization's brands really shine through.
Artificial intelligence, AI, chatbots, machine learning for all kinds of things, such as workforce productivity or chatbots or whatnot, popping up all over the place this year. What do you see as the major artificial intelligence trends happening this year?
Yeah, a lot of buzz, as much buzz as I've ever seen on any topic. But there's some real things happening there that I think are very exciting. We're not, you know, one of the big questions is artificial intelligence going to just displace the need for customer service agents? We're not seeing that so much yet. We are seeing artificial intelligence work alongside customer service agents, bring information together, help that whole connection process, really get at the knowledge behind the scenes. And I think that's very exciting, very, very necessary.
Yeah, I was sitting in a session you moderated yesterday where you sort of did an informal straw poll of the attendees. You know, how many are implementing some form of AI or helpers like that? And a lot of the attendees raise their hands, yeah, we are. And then how many people have seen your call volume drop or have been able to fire some employees because of new efficiencies found? And
exactly. Workload is going up for just about everybody. And where it's going down, it's usually not for reasons that have anything to do with artificial intelligence.
Why is that?
I think customer service is elastic. I think the better we get at it, the more demand there is for it. And I come at this from I'm dating myself a little bit, you know, a 30-year perspective where, the web came along in the early 90s, and that was going to displace customer service agents. I remember seeing some interviews at the Davos conference, the World Conference, and predictions that customer service agents will become a thing of the past. And this was, you know, how many years ago now in the early 90s when web browsers really began to change the game for consumers. So I don't expect artificial intelligence to begin to reduce the need for customer service agents anytime soon. We've got to use it to serve our customers better and by all means get rid of that work that shouldn't be happening, that's not high value. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, I've talked to a bunch of call center leaders, and I went on a call center tour. It was awesome, I gotta say. And in talking with attendees who run medium, large call centers or teams or even distributed teams across multiple locations, I only hear skepticism about chatbots. And I guess I want your opinion. Is it more that they're worried about being displaced, or they're used to doing it one way, or is it that chatbots really have limited utility? What's the ceiling for chatbots, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's almost a bifurcated perspective, right?
I'm the king of the war and peace question. Apologies.
It's great. And I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. I mean, chatbots can be very helpful when they help us access the right information and they really work well. And there's some pretty incredible capability coming along. You just think of how we're using artificial intelligence in our personal worlds and Siri and Alexa and all the alternatives, but how quickly we can become frustrated with, like, come on, that's not what I was asking for. So I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. There's a role for chatbots are they going to completely displace many of these conversations? We're not seeing that yet. And I think that's the skepticism you're hearing from the end user perspective. They're close to this customer service work. They know that, yeah, right, try to automate this. Right. Try to automate right. what we're handling today. Good luck with that.
Right. And very interestingly, I recently covered a survey that showed that Americans, United States citizens, get frustrated with chatbots in many fewer clicks than many other regions of the world. Like Europeans, they'll go a lot longer without getting frustrated. Like, what are you doing? You're useless, right? There's something about our free spirit and our need for our demand for answers from our customer service people. So
yeah, our expectations are going up so fast right now. And what was really cool and really interesting yesterday, today we expect it and demand it. And when it doesn't work just the way it needs to, then we're getting aggravated with it. So I think, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on customer service, but I think it's also driving innovation. I think overall it's a pretty interesting thing to watch and probably pretty healthy for us.
In your opinion, and I know we're just speculating here, but are there certain verticals or B2B versus B2C or vice versa where chatbots would be more functional or more effective than in others? I mean, talking with the Navy Federal Credit Union's Georgia Adams, who runs their social care team, they have some pretty thorny specific problems that they're answering on social media, sometimes from sailors at sea who might not have any other channel. And so trusting that problem resolution to chatbots might not be appropriate, at least in the near term, as far as she's concerned. But are there any particular verticals or business settings that you think chatbots are a natural match?
We're seeing applications across really a wide range of vertical sectors. It's not a specific vertical sector so much as the need to reach information readily and quickly. So you might be a government agency, you need a form, or what form do I use, or what, you know, how do I contact and get this information? And artificial intelligence and chatbots can help streamline that process. If you're a financial and need to bring different pieces of information together and get it back to the customer, that could be a great application. You know, utilities with certain kinds of situations where you need information or you need service changed or the kind of work that you really could get some help from a machine with, those are all examples of applications that are just fine, but they're not necessarily replacing chunks of work, blocks of work that see the workload decline. So we're really seeing it come alongside the service that's already being provided by agents.
What advice do you give call center leaders on figuring out when to escalate chatbot engagement to a human? That seems to be a question that a lot of our readers are struggling to figure out.
Yeah, it's the same advice, interestingly, very different world, but same advice as back in the day with IVRs. You know, don't trap them. Don't try to trap them to slam a lid on costs and the escalation of workload that might otherwise be there. Give them the alternatives, if in doubt, sooner rather than later, to reach a person. And then, ironically, we've seen that when you give customers choice, when you empower them and they're able to reach someone, they're more willing to try self-service because they know there's an out. They know there's a way they can get help, but let me give this a go. And if it's intuitive, if it works well, they'll follow it through. They'll do their part of things. If they feel trapped from the beginning, they're going to find every side door and back door to try to get through the system to reach an agent. So make it easy on everybody. Create well-designed systems, but then give them choices to reach a person.
All right, so I think that pretty much covers everything I wanted to ask you. Is there anything you'd like to add or say in sum about artificial intelligence trends at the call center?
Well, I think as much as artificial intelligence is capturing a lot of press and headlines right now in this space, there's a bigger strategic change underway, and that's, you know, what is the role of service? What do customers want today? And I think if we start with them and what do they need, how do we make this easy for them? How do we really deliver service that resonates with them? And then go from there. Don't start with a capability and try to fit it into what customers need. Start with the customer and then see how these tools and capabilities can really support what their need. We're all customers. You know, you're on the road and you go into a mini mart and you want a clean restroom and you want healthy food. You know, these are wins for anybody. So put yourself in your customer's shoes. Start there, and the rest goes well.
Well, thanks for your time today. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate the work you're doing out there.